Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I wrote a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. And yes, that's exactly right. You know, the title of today's podcast is that you're always going to be fat as long as you continue to try to satisfy your emotional needs with food. You know, that's not a negative point, because as I'm going to explain to you, you can stop doing that. It's like, you know, you're afraid of the dark. You walk into a dark room and you get scared because you don't know what else is there. It's exactly the same situation when you put all that food in your mouth. Keep in mind, I know you call it eating, but if you analyze what eating it is, you'll understand the issue. Eating is four things. That's it. You put food in your mouth. It doesn't jump in your mouth. You have to go out and take it. Put it in your mouth. You taste it. It tastes good. You chew it to get all the juices out. It makes you feel better. And you swallow it. That's it. Once the food is swallowed, it doesn't do anything for you emotionally, which is why you're eating the food to begin with. I know I've said this before, but let's go over it again. It's really critical you understand this. You made yourself fat, even though you didn't want to be fat. Keep in mind what you did. It was more important to you to have all that food in your mouth than it was to remain thin and healthy and feel good and look good. Okay, why did you do it? Don't tell me, tell yourself. Why'd you do it? Don't blame fast food restaurants or anybody else or high fructose corn syrup. You don't have to put any of that stuff in your mouth, but you did. You did knowing full well exactly what was going to happen. There's nobody to blame, and not even yourself, frankly, and I will tell you why. Because your emotional reaction to being anxious or depressed or nervous or whatever is to take some food and put it in your mouth. We don't have to go into why or anything else like that, but that's what you did. So why did you do it? Think about it for a minute. Because it made you feel better. So now when people come to you and say, I've got a diet for you, John or Mary or Tom, and my diet, or my proposal is, we're going to deprive you of those foods. We're going to say, instead of eating food Y, do food X. But you say, wait a minute, you're saying to yourself, food Y, whether it's ice cream or chocolate or whatever it is something I really need. I have to have that food. I need it, and they want me to give it up. And I'll say, okay, I'll try it for a while, but in your heart of hearts, you know that's pointless. You know that sooner or later, you're going to have to return to that food. And as I said before, if you have any question about this, just close your eyes for a minute and say to yourself, okay, this food, whatever it is, chocolate or ice cream or whatever, is something I need and depend on, okay? Then pretend that this food is gone forever from the face of the earth. You will never, ever, ever taste it again. Are you going to be happy? Are you going to be thrilled? You're going to say, well, thankfully, this food is now gone and now I can be thin. Now I don't have to eat at all. No, that isn't what you'd say. Tell yourself the truth. What you would look for is a substitute. You would immediately go out and look for something that tasted like ice cream or candy or whatever it is. So once you accept this, which is true, and you know it's true, you say, wow, dieting is pointless because all diets are based on deprivation. Not just deprivation from food, but emotional deprivation. People want to take away foods that you think you feel you need. As long as you feel you need it, you're stuck. And so the chance of you losing weight permanently is very close to zero. But you know this. Look around you. Everybody's talking about the obesity crisis. But think about it. Everybody knows exactly what to do. They just won't let themselves do it. Why? They're in kind of an emotional bondage to food. Not just the food, what the food does for them. Now, my analogy, as I've given you today, is it's like being afraid of the dark. Try, you know, when you're afraid of the dark, what do you, turn on the light and say, wow, there's nothing here to be afraid of. I don't really have to be afraid of the dark anymore. And empirically, you know, if you do it enough and go through the process again and again, you know there's nothing to be afraid of in the dark. You turn on the light. What I'm teaching you to do is how to turn on your emotional light or turn off your emotional light with respect to food. It's the realization that you really don't need the food anymore. How do we get there? How do we do this? You say, John, say, people ask me for diets. Pointless. What's the point? Why would I tell you to do something that I know you won't be able to do? Because it's emotional deprivation. Say, okay, the first step is understanding what the food is doing for you and understanding why you don't have to do that anymore. So, the first step, and I say this before, I will tell you over and over, because it is a step to freedom. Freedom from your emotional bondage to food, to what it does for you. It's not just food, remember. It's how it makes you feel. So next time, every time, you're thinking of putting food in your mouth, ask yourself, why are you doing it? Are you hungry? When I say hungry, I'm not talking about a big appetite. I'm saying, do you need the food for nourishment? Is this something important for you for nourishment? Or you just want to have it in your mouth? Now, do that over and over. It's a repetitive thing, but it's the only way you will understand what you've been doing and why you've been doing it and how to stop doing it permanently. The only way, I will tell you this again, the only way you will ever stop depending on food for what you believe, who you believe you need to fulfill your emotional need, is to understand why you're doing it and the realization you don't need it anymore. That's right. You won't need it. It won't be important to you anymore. You say, how can that be? Well, it is. Just do it. Just try it. It's just you. There's no test. You don't get a grade. You don't have to tell me about it. If you want to send me an email, fine. But the reality is just you. So next time you're thinking of putting food in your mouth, ask yourself why you do it. And try not to do it and see how you feel. You're going to feel okay for maybe a minute or two or three or four. But after that, you're going to be desperate for the food. When you put the food in your mouth, you'll feel an enormous sense of relief. Really, it's not just relief, it's emotional satisfaction. That's what the food does for you. It gives you emotional satisfaction. If you keep doing this over and over, you'll realize that you do not need food for emotional satisfaction. You have to come to grips with the issue. That's the key to everything, is understanding why you're doing it. And not just intellectually. You can listen to me all day and all night, but unless you practice this by yourself, it's not going to do you any good. Why? Because it's an emotional situation. It's not a question of reading a book and say, I'm going to have 1,000 calories a day or 500. It's not the point. The point is understanding why you made yourself fat and why you are keeping yourself fat. So try it. Just do it over and over. It doesn't cost anything. All this is free. Keep in mind, I don't want any of your money. This is free. Just do it, and you will see this is not something you need anymore. This is John Thomas. We'll talk more in the future. Stick with me. Listen to my podcast. Goodbye.